Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
It's a special edition today.
Show is.
Owen and Hudson. I've been sitting on this one for, a month or so? I'm trying to think. When did we go to Jamie's baby sprinkle? Was it the beginning of June? Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Okay.
Owen and Hudson are here because they got into a big fight at home and they were arguing over who the jerk was. And I'm not sure.
And what's the situation then? Because I tell them straight up what I think.
I'll start. We go to my friend's baby sprinkle.
Okay.
When we got ready to leave, she said, "Hey guys, take a plate to go." We've all been there.
Oh yeah, the to-go plate.
So Hudson made a plate, and what was on the plate, Hudson? Just what was on the plate?
Like some cupcakes and stuff like that.
Okay. How many cupcakes? Four?
Just two.
Oh, two.
Two cupcakes.
And then what else was on the plate?
Some gummy bears or something.
Some candy.
Oh, grab dessert to go.
Treats.
Yeah. Bet.
Sure. So he brings home the whole plate.
Okay.
And then later, Owen goes to get a cupcake and realizes Hudson ate the whole plate.
Ooh, both and cupcakes then, and the gummies.
And then I'm going to let you state your case. And then Owen goes, "How could you eat all the cupcakes, Hudson?" And Hudson goes, "I got those for myself. You should have gotten your own plate." I thought it was a little excessive, but I wasn't really sure who was wrong in this scenario. So Hudson, state your case.
Okay.
You have the floor.
First of all, he never asked me that. He never told me he wanted a cupcake.
Okay.
If Touché. He did, I would have given him a cupcake.
Oh.
That's one of the things that's on him. He never asked me for a cupcake.
Hmm. Okay, but he's saying you should have just been thoughtful and given him one. No? No. Okay.
He thought you were grabbing cupcakes for the family, basically.
That's what Owen thought.
But you weren't.
Which is...
Owen did do a little assuming, but it was because it was a logical assumption.
So, Owen, you now have the floor, and tell us why you didn't make your own plate.
Well, first of all, I was believing that Hudson would probably give me one, because I had one cupcake, Hudson had two. So, in total, that night, he had four cupcakes. two, evidence two, I thought that maybe I kind of deserved one because I do a lot for Hudson. I sometimes make him dinner. I play with him. I comfort him.
What do you mean you make him? When have you ever made him dinner?
Lunch.
The one time you made him a sandwich.
Okay. Bruh.
But, for real.
But seriously, evidence three, it's like... it's two cupcakes and some gummy bears. Just Hudson gets a cupcake and a gummy bear, and I just get a cupcake.
Okay.
So,
what about all the times we gotten in fights?
What do you mean?
Oh, he's saying, you say you take care of me, but we be arguing.
Yeah, but that's just brother stuff.
Oh. Okay, so DZ, now you've heard the case, is that Hudson made, it was a big plate. I saw it. It was a lot.
You got treats. You got treats to go.
And I was in Owens.
It was not Owen's plate. You're right. It was your plate, and Owen could have made his own, but there was a lot on there. So is Hudson the jerk for not sharing the cupcakes? Because Owen came down and was like, yo, Hudson said you should have made your own plate.
Right. See, and let me explain my logic to you boys, right? You guys, when you go somewhere and you get a to-go plate, you normally don't end up with multiple to-go plates, right? So I will say, unless you're, you know, you got a salt and a sweet, then you might have two plates to go. Uh-huh. But when you get a to-go, you normally pile on something for more than just yourself. At least in my experience, when I get to-go plates, I'm grabbing food for later. And that could be for me, for my wife, for the boys. Normally, an unspoken rule is that you don't supersede the need, right? If there's one family, you get one to-go plate. Not everybody in the family makes a to-go plate, in my experience. So, with that in mind, and the fact that y'all did go together, I would say, Huddy Boy, unfortunately, I do think you're the jerk. But, you're not at the same time because it was an assumption on Owen's part.
Yeah, and also, like... Do you think I actually know the rules of a to-go plate? That's actually the first time I've ever gotten a to-go plate.
Yeah, but Hudson, common sense. Well, you don't take two supersized cupcakes and eat both of them, plus gummy bears.
Is that common sense for a child?
For a 10-year-old?
Come on.
I mean, knowing Hudson, he would probably take 10 if he could.
He would.
We love our treats, and I'm with you on that.
Okay. So whoever texted in, Owen sounds so old, we know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texted in, said, not the jerk. He heard the call, made his plate, and went about his business. I feel like there's a difference between a kid making a to-go plate versus an adult. Okay, that might be part of the discussion today, then.
Fair, yeah.
So somebody's going to learn a lesson here, whether it be Owen makes a plate next time or Hudson shares, and I don't know who it is. We're going to find out from the listeners.
Y'all are both jerks.
That might be what they say. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. We're going to talk to you next. Who's the jerk?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, not only do we have three callers on the phone, one of them is the woman who threw the baby sprinkle herself, my friend Jamie.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So she'll be on last to tell us if what you guys did was okay or who the jerk is here, because we were at the baby sprinkle. They said, take a plate. Hudson made a big plate of cupcakes and candy and then ate it all himself, to which Owen said, you didn't save me one.
I thought one was for me.
Not even a gummy bear.
And then Hudson said, you should have made your own plate.
Yikes.
Let's go to the phones. Who's up first, Owen? I don't want you to... you know what? I'll say it because I don't want him... I don't want him skewing the votes.
Yeah, we don't need... No. Let's keep this here because they are the subjects of Am I the Jerk, so they shouldn't have any influence.
Pretty much. Let's start with Terry in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Terry.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
She unmuted us.
All right, what do you think?
Who's the jerk?
I don't think he's a jerk. Like, I have four kids myself, and this has happened with us before.
Sure.
So, like DZ said, you don't get everybody a plate, but you get to know once you have kids. So, this might be practice for you, DZ.
Honestly, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, and me, honestly, because look what happened here. I didn't take a plate, and look at us now. Our family's a disaster over it. Go on. I want to hear this, Terry.
Yeah, so what they do is, like, if there's cupcakes, each one gets their cupcake, and once they get home, they take it off that plate. Because if it stays on that plate, either one of their siblings is eating it or dad's eating it.
Free game.
So they already know to
touche. Hey, their own stuff. That's valid.
I can't believe Hudson hasn't said a word. You just said not the jerk, and he's saying nothing over there. You going to enjoy
you.
This?
Yeah.
Thank you.
He doesn't want to be influential. He said, thank you. I'll take that. Appreciate it.
Okay. Terry says
that. Yeah, and us parents, we can't pick sides because it's the way of life. They got to learn how to get their own stuff.
True. We can't
pick sides. You can't always assume somebody's going to get stuff for you.
Like, we're not going to live together forever.
Oh, don't say that.
That got too real for Allie real quick. Terry.
Mommy's not going to say that you're the jerk.
Terry, now Allie wants to cry. She said, wait, what? You guys aren't going to live with me forever?
No, I'm going to live with you. Owen might not.
Get out of here.
Even worse.
Now we're just charging each other up.
Sad.
Terry kicks it off. All says, right, not the jerk.
Thank you for calling.
And great, I'm a jerk now.
Have a great day, Terry.
Thank you.
Hudson, positive.
Have a good day. Bye, guys.
Positive self-talk, even if you are a jerk. Can you get off my hair for a sec? I know you were trying to hug me. Thank you. Okay, so she had a good point, which is, as a parent, you never win.
Mm-mm.
What happened this morning, Hudson and Owen, when we came in the building? I said, I'm leaving. I don't care. I don't want to be involved in your stupid fight. Did I not? They were fighting over the chair.
Oh, well,
and I walked out and I said, I don't want to be a part of this.
And what did I say? I was like, that's that sibling stuff, man. It's them little things.
Wait,
they don't irk each other.
About the cupcake thing.
We are talking. Fair. Way to keep
fair,
me on.
Fair. Touche.
I was putting an example of Terry's point, but you're right. Let's move on. Wait. Sarah's in Kenosha. That's who we got. I was trying to read my son's handwriting.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
He's been answering phones today. Thank you, Owen. Sarah. Good morning.
Hi.
The boys are not talking because they don't want to, you know.
Hi.
Well, they are.
They're not skewing votes.
Hi, boys.
Slay.
They met Sarah. They met her at our first regulars get together. You guys
met Sarah. They did. Yes, they did.
So, Sarah, what do you think? Who's the jerk here?
Not the jerk.
Oh, there you go, honey.
Oh, look out.
Hudson is not the jerk.
Reason, though. Why?
When it comes to dessert, no matter where you are, it is everyone for themselves. So if Owen didn't make his, get his, if it was known, get your things to go, you don't assume when it comes to dessert.
So dinner would have been one thing. Dessert's a whole nother ballgame.
Exactly. Okay. If Hudson's grabbing 8 pieces of chicken to go, yes, I'm going to assume some of that chicken is mine.
Oh.
Dessert is a different story for me.
Chicken.
I don't like chicken.
I like chicken nuggets, but like and chicken tenders, but I don't just like normal chicken.
Then swap it for chicken tenders, and that's what you have.
Sure. 30 chicken tenders. Assume that you've got some.
But dessert is each for themselves.
The kids are so
dessert
literal.
Is for yourself.
Word. Okay. I like that logic, actually.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Noted. Thank you for calling, Sarah.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You're going to be the best caller.
Already giving her the best caller vote.
Is she going to be the best caller, though? Because last but not least, the woman who threw the baby sprinkle herself. My friend Jamie's on the phone.
The better trainer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
Hi. He's calling you an amazing trainer. Look at that. Even though she's about to pop with a baby, everybody.
I know I'm in trouble.
Still training.
You gave me that look.
Jamie, I want to know your take on everything.
Well, first of all, as the one that threw it and got to have some of those cupcakes, he is not a jerk. They were delicious.
Aww,
well, since we do got Jamie on the line, I got to ask, because I didn't know, what kind of cupcakes were they?
Mm-hmm.
Just plain like vanilla ones, but I think it was the frosting that did it. I know a lot of people usually don't like a lot of frosting on them, but it was like, I don't know how to explain it.
Was
they
it
were
that
like whipped.
Buttermilk, whipped cream cheesy frosting?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they were
so
delicious.
So I don't blame him for not sharing.
If they were so delicious, then why wouldn't you share with me?
Because they were too delicious and he didn't want to share with you. I understand.
Oh,
we're
I'm
also
sorry.
Gonna settle this because I looked at all three of you and was telling people to take food because I took hella lot home and I didn't want to.
Okay,
so she wanted multiple plates to be grabbed.
Well,
then
I think she's saying, "Why are you leaving, Owen? You're not a jerk. You just did not get your own plate," which I think is the thing here. You're not the jerk.
She wanted everybody to grab their own plate.
You should. I think the learning lesson is here, Owen. I don't know why he's leaving. This is why you're not going to get a cupcake next time. You know
if
what?
I'm the jerk.
Yeah. But you're not, and neither is Owen, is my point. And Owen left because he didn't like the answer, and I don't care.
Clean sweep, though.
I think the moral of the story is, if you want a to-go plate, make it yourself.
Make it yourself.
Is that fair?
It could be my mommy brain, but I'm pretty sure I looked right at him, and he goes, no. That's okay. Thank you, though.
He did not.
And he did not grab a plate.
Wait. Oh, no wonder he left.
He denied the plate.
And then he got home and got mad Hudson didn't save him any.
Well, looky here.
It's all coming out.
The plot thickens. Jamie, we appreciate
Hudson heard
you.
Take a plate, and he said, say less. The other one said, thank you, and walked away.
That part.
Boom.
That part.
Settles right. That.
Jamie, thank you for calling and chiming in on the incident that was at your own baby sprinkle. Call me when you have the baby. Yes, on your way to the hospital. I don't care if you have family. Call
soon
me
soon as the water breaks.
We'll talk
to you soon, Jamie. Bye.
Yeah, so not the jerk, Hudson. Congratulations.
Yay!
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.